家平安。
Peace to everyone.
今天晚上跟大家一起来学习撒母耳记上二十章。
Tonight we will be studying 1 Samuel chapter 20.
请我们来看撒母耳记上二十章。
Let's all turn to 1 Samuel chapter 20.
撒母耳记上二十章里面主要有三个人物。
First Samuel chapter 20, there are three main characters.
一个是大卫。
One is David.
一个是扫罗。
The second, Saul.
一个是约拿单。
And the third one, Jonathan.
圣经说我们在演一台戏给世人跟天使观看。
The Bible records that we're all players in a play played out before the angels and God.
那在这一章圣经里面，我们可以看到三个人在演戏。
And in this passage, we can see three the characters acting out a play.
那现在记录变成历史的一部分。
And then this has become history.
那我们就要从这一段圣经来思考一些我们生活的原则或者生活的智慧。
And from this passage, we must contemplate the wisdom and some principles of life.
我们先来看撒母耳记上二十章的第三节。
Let's first turn to 1 Samuel chapter 20, verse 3.
二十章第三节。
Verse 3.
大卫又启示说：“你父亲准知道，在你眼前，我在你眼前蒙恩。他心里说：不如不叫约拿单知道，恐怕他愁烦。我指着永生的神，敢在你面前起誓，我离死不过一步。”
Verse 3, but David took an oath and said, Your father knows very well that I have found favor in your eyes. And he has said to himself, Jonathan must not know this, or he will be grieved. Yet as surely as the Lord lives, and as you live, there is only a step between me and death.
这里大卫在提到在那个情况他离死不过一步。
David, he's describing a situation where he is only one step away from death.
死是生命的结束。
Death is the end of life.
有时候我们也经历过这种经验。
Sometimes we have experienced this as well.
好像医生告诉我们你有绝症。
Such as when a doctor tells us we have a terminal illness.
那我们要手术。
Or we must have perform surgery.
这个也是离死不过一步。
This is also us being one step away from death.
但是对大卫来讲，这个经验在反映他比别人有更高的一个灵性。
But to David, this only reflects that
他比别人的灵性更高更好。
That his conscience is better than others.
Yes, spirituality.
Oh, his spirituality is better than others.
在大卫的一生里面，他离死不过一步有好几次。
In the course of David's life, he did not experience this only once, but several times.
在前面里面呢，他要战歌利亚。
In 1 Samuel, he is trying to attack a city. Goreb.
歌利亚，那大卫跟歌利亚。
Oh, David and Goliath.
Yeah.那这个歌利亚人高马大。
Goliath was very tall in stature and very big.
没有一个人敢出来跟他挑战。
There is not one person who dared to come out to challenge him.
大卫看不过去。
But David could not withstand this.
我们是神的百姓。
He said, "We are the people of God."
有神的同在。
And God abides with us.
怎么让一个外邦人在前面来辱骂我们的神
？How can we stand to let a Gentile ridicule our God this way.
他就自愿要去打歌利亚。
So he was willing to fight against Goliath.
那歌利亚看到大卫他也笑了， 个小孩子你来做什么？
When Goliath saw David, he laughed. He said, "What is this child doing here?"
其实当大卫要去战歌利亚的时候，他是离死不过一步。
When David made up his mind to fight Goliath, he was in fact one step away from death.
那他为什么要冒生命的危险？
But why did he want to risk his life?
只有一个原因。
Because of one reason.
就是他要把神的荣耀夺回来。
He wanted to take back God's glory.
真的，神帮助他。
So God helped him.
就一个石头就把哥利亚打倒。
With one stone, he defeated Goliath.
所以诗篇二十三篇大卫的诗啊，不只是神感动他写的，也是他本身的体验。
So in Psalms 23, it's not only that God moved David to write it, but this is his personal experience.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，我也不怕。
He says he has walked through the valley of the shadow of death, but he does not fear.
那什么叫做行过死荫的幽谷？
What does it mean to walk through the valley of shadow of death?
就是死亡随时都会临到。
It means that he can die at any time.
也就是离死不过一步。
He is constantly one step away from death.
但是大卫啊，虽然离死不过一步，他不怕。
Although this is his life circumstance, he is not afraid.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为你与我同在。
Because he knows God abides with him.
就是天上的神与我同在。
That the Heavenly Father abides with him.
所以这个是一个非常宝贵的体验。
So this is actually a very precious experience.
那大卫要面对哥利亚的时候，他怎么有这个信心呢？
So how did he have the faith to face Goliath?
如果我们看撒母耳记上十七章，
If we look at 1 Samuel chapter 17,
他要力战哥利亚的时候，大卫就回想他过去的经验。
When he went to fight Goliath, he thought back to his previous experiences.
因为过去的经验常常就是我们的力量。
Because oftentimes our power comes from experiences that we have already gone through.
有时候我们会面对前面的，我们会怕。
Sometimes we're afraid of what's to come.
因为常常听人说变化，计划赶不上变化。
We often hear people saying that plans can never keep up with actual times.
那特别一个人年纪越大之后这个应付变化的能力越来越低。
And we will realize as people grow older, their ability to move with the changes decreases. So people are afraid.
但是大卫他不怕。
But David is not afraid.
因为你与我同在。
Because he knows God abides with him.
所以说我们回想过去的经验在面对未来，我们真的就不怕，因为神没有改变。
So when we face the unknown, we are not afraid because we've known what God has already led us through. God never changes.
那改变的是什么？
But what changes?
改变的可能是神的同在。
What could change is God's abidance.
那为什么神的同在会改变？
But why would God's abidance change?
常常是因为我们对神的态度改变了。
Oftentimes it's because our attitude towards God has changed.
那在十七章的三十四节。
In chapter 17, verse 34.
大卫对扫罗说：“你仆人父亲放羊，有时候来的狮子，有时候来的熊，从群中衔了一只羊羔去。”三十五节。
Verse 35.
我就追赶他，击打他，将羊羔从口中救出来。他起来要害我，我就揪着他的胡须将他打死。我们遇到。狮子熊逃都逃不了了，逃都来不及了。
If we were to encounter a lion or a bear, we wouldn't even have time to run away.
但是他是一个牧羊人，他的责任是要看顾这群羊。
But David is a shepherd. His responsibility is to look over his flock.
所以他就赶上去，把他打了，然后羊羔把他抢回来。
So he went after the lion. He went after the bear. He struck it and rescued his sheep.
那这个熊跟狮子已经衔在口里的羊羔被拿走了，当然他生气就要咬大卫。
So of course the lion or the bear would be angry that the sheep that was previously in his mouth has now been taken back by David.
那个就是离死不过一步。
This is another circumstance where David was only one step away from death.
人怎么有可能两只手来对付狮子跟熊呢？
How can man face a lion or a bear with his two bare hands?
真的是很危险的。
Is obviously very dangerous.
但是大卫的经验就是我抓住他的胡须就把他打死。
But this is David's experience that he grabbed the hair, struck it, and killed the animal.
那为什么大卫能这样做？
Why was David able to do this?
他不是说哦，我运气好。
He didn't say I got lucky.
啊，大卫也不是说因为我年轻力壮。
He didn't say it was because of my youth, my strength.
三十七节。
In verse 37.
大卫又说，神救我脱离狮子跟熊的爪。
He says, the Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of Philistine.
所以在他离死不过一步的时候，因为神与他同在了，救他了，所以他能够把狮子老虎打死。
He knows when he was only one step away from death, it was God's abidance that allowed him to kill the lion, to kill the bear.
这是第二次。
离死不过一次。This is the second time he was only one step away from death.
那到了撒母耳记上二十章是第三次。
In 1 Samuel chapter 20, this is the third time.
第一次是面对狮子老虎。
The first time it's against the bear and the lion.
他为着要保护狮子老虎。
In order to protect his sheep.
那第二次是要为神的名出一口气。
The second time was to fight on behalf of God.
所以他离死不过一步。
So he was one step away from God, from death.
那第三次呢？
The third time.
到二十章啊。
Is in chapter 20.
说，我离死不过一步，到底他在讲什么？
When he says I'm only one step away from death, what does he mean?
就是跟他一起打战那个扫罗，现在回来要杀大卫了。
It is that Saul now wants to come back to kill David.
好几次、啊、这个扫罗用枪 要把大卫刺死。
Many times Saul has already tried to kill David with a spear.
所以扫罗是一个王。
We know that Saul is king.
他有兵权。
He has army authority over the army.
所以大卫觉得、啊、他的生命真的很危险。
So David fears for his life.
离死不过一步。
There's only one step between him and death.
那这个时候的大卫
，The David in this situation，
他已经被膏要当王。
He has already been anointed king。
在十六章里面，神已经膏大卫当王。
In chapter 16, we see that God has already anointed David as king。
只是时间还没有到。
It's only that the time has not come。
那现在扫罗要杀他。
And so now Saul wants to kill him。
那我们看这个大卫啊，面对扫罗要杀他，他怎么来面对这件事实
？So how did David face the truth that Saul wanted to kill him？
那大卫这么勇敢的人哦，他能够杀哥利亚。
David is very courageous. He was able to kill Goliath.
他可以杀狮子，他可以杀熊。
He can kill a lion. He can kill a bear.
那如果他要来对付扫罗，应该是有这个能力。
If he actually wanted to fight back against Saul, he should have that ability.
而且神也已经膏他做王。
And God has already anointed him to be king.
但是我们看啊，大卫这个人确实不太一样。
But David, he's not like others.
我们看二十章的第一节。
Let's turn to chapter 20, verse 1.
大卫从拉玛的约拿逃跑，来到约拿的那里。对他说：“我做了什么？有什么罪孽呢？你父亲在面前啊，犯了什么罪呢？他竟然寻索我的命。”
Verse 1. Then David fled from Naioth at Ramah and went to Jonathan and asked, "What have I done? What is my crime? How have I wronged your father that he is trying to take my life?"
这里大卫问三个问题。
Here David asked three questions.
他自己也不知道。
He himself doesn't know the answer.
他说：“我做了什么呢
？”What have I done？
我有什么罪呢
？What is my crime？
我在你母亲面前到底犯了什么错呢
？How have I wronged your father？
所以扫罗要追大卫，大卫也不明白到底为什么。
So David does not understand why Saul is after his life.
那他只有逃。
So his only option is to flee.
他不是抵抗。
He did not fight back.
当一个人离死不过一步的时候，人的常情就是反击，把对方杀死。
It is human nature when we are one step away from death that we would fight back.
但是我们看大卫不是这样做。
But we see that this is not what David did.
大卫逃啊。
David fled.
那大卫逃这个事情到底代表什么
？What does this represent? His act of fleeing.
大卫逃， 代表他的信心。
This represents his faith.
信什么？
What does he believe in?
如果我们从前后面的，我们可以看得出来。
If we look at the text before and after.
他有两次可以把扫罗杀掉。
There is actually two times where he had the chance to kill Saul.
如果他把扫罗杀掉。
But if he killed Saul.
他的痛苦马上结束。
It would be the end of all of his troubles.
他可能马上可以当王。
He could probably be king right away.
因为扫罗已经死了，他就可以继承王。
Because Saul is already dead, so he would succeed the throne.
但是大卫不敢动手。
But David does not dare lay hand on Saul.
他说扫罗是神的受膏者。
Because he said Saul has been anointed by God.
神的受膏者就是说神膏他当王。
God has anointed Saul to be king.
所以他除非神直接给大卫一个命令说你把他杀掉，大卫不敢动手。
So unless God commanded David directly kill Saul, David does not dare.
因为他是王，他是受膏的，所以他要对神负责。
Because he is king and he is the anointed one of God, David must take responsibility before God.
所以为什么大卫会蒙神喜欢？因为他的心里面神最大。
So why did God take such delight in David?
神掌管一切。
God is in control of everything.
如果我不明白神的旨意，我不敢杀扫罗。
If David did not understand the will of God, he would not take his own actions.
这个就是对神的信心。
This is faith in God.
相信神在掌管一切。
We believe that everything is in God's hands.
人要对神有绝对的尊重到底。
We must obey God with 100%.
所以我们后来发现这个扫罗时候到了他就死了。
So we see later that when time came, Saul died.
这是第一个信心。第二个信心，大卫相信神要当他当王，他就会当王。
That was the first thing that David believed. The second is that David believed if God wanted him to be king, he would be king.
只要时候到了，他就会当王。
Once time was right, he would become king.
那现在既然神允许扫罗来追他，就表示时候还没有到。
So if God has allowed Saul to chase after David, then that means the time has not come.
那时候没有到，人要追你怎么办？你又不知道神的旨意，不能把他杀掉，就逃啊。
So what can David do? He does not understand the will of God, but he also cannot kill Saul. His only option is to flee.
这个就是他的信心。
But this is his faith.
大卫虽然逃，这并不等于他不能当王。
The act of David fleeing does not mean he cannot be king.
为什么？
Why?
因为神如果要他当王，就没有一个人挡得住。
Because if God wants David to be king, not one person can stop it.
这个是我们生活一个绝对的信心。
This is an absolute faith in our lives.
如果神要我们赚钱，没有一个人挡得住。
If God wants us to earn money, no one can stop His plan.
但是反过来如果神要叫我们失败，也没有一个人挡得住。
But on the opposite hand, if God wants us to fail, no one can stop that either.
如果神要提升我们，没有一个人挡得住。
If God wants to raise us up, no one can stop it.
连监牢里面的约瑟也可以变宰相。
Even Joseph, who was in jail, he could become second in charge of a kingdom.
所以我们在整个人类的历史里面我们就发现有一个看不见的定律在掌管一切。
If we look back through the history of man, we can see that there is a power that is over control.
这个看不见的那个定律就是神的旨意。
The thing that we can't see is God's will.
因此我们在生活当中人际之间的互动最重要的不是考虑我的想法我的利益。
So in our lives, the most important thing is not how do we see things or what can I gain from it.
最重要是要想我要怎么跟其他的人互动神会喜欢。
But what we must contemplate is how should I interact with others that God would delight in it.
如果这一点可以抓住，
If we could understand this one point,
我们一生会得到神很大的恩典。
Then we would receive much grace from God.
我们会得到神的同在。
We would receive God's abundance.
虽然行过死荫的幽谷，我们也不怕。
So even if we were to walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we would not fear.
因为我们心里的最深处，我们是要讨神喜欢。
Because we know in the deepest part of our heart, we only have to have God find delight in us.
好，那在这一章的第二个人物。
So the second person in chapter 20
就是约拿丹
is Jonathan.
那约拿丹是谁？
So who is Jonathan?
约拿丹是扫罗的儿子。
Jonathan is the son of Saul.
那这个约拿丹啊，我们看他有两个关系。
So Jonathan has two relationships.
第一个关系就是他跟他父亲的关系。
So one is the relationship he has with his father.
他的父亲是王。
His father is king.
所以很自然，他自然会接续他的父亲当王。
So it is natural that he should succeed his father as king.
那第二个关系。
But the second relationship Jonathan has.
就是他是大卫的好朋友。
Is that he is a good friend to David.
所以当他的爸爸要追杀他的好朋友。
So when his father wants to kill his friend.
那现在约拿丹就很困难了。
Jonathan is very troubled.
一边是友情，一边是亲情。
One side is a family relation, the other side is a friendship.
那到底约拿丹要怎么做？
So what should Jonathan do?
所以有时候我们常常也是有这种困难。
So oftentimes we face the same difficulty.
我们现在看二十章的撒母耳记上二十章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 20.
十三节跟十五节。
Verse 13 and 15.
我的父亲有意害你，我不告诉你，使你平平安的走，愿神重重的降罚于我。愿神与你同在，如同从前与父亲同在一样。十四节，你要照着神的慈爱恩待我，不然我活着的时候免我死亡。我们看到这个约拿丹怎么对大卫讲。
So we can see here in these two verses what Jonathan says to David.
说愿神与你同在，如同从前与我父亲同在。
Jonathan says, May the Lord be with you as he has been with my father.
所以约拿丹看得出来神过去跟他父亲同在。
So Jonathan can see that in the past God was with his father.
但是他已经过去了。
But that is already in the past.
他看得出来神现在没有跟他父亲同在。
He can see that now God no longer abides with his father.
那他也很清楚看得出来神现在跟大卫同在。
But he can clearly see that God abides with David.
所以他向大卫一个请求。
So he has one request of David.
十四节。
Verse 14.
你照神的慈爱恩待我。
But show me unfailing kindness like that of the Lord.
那为什么约拿丹要这样讲呢？因为大卫不是一个 逃走的被人追着逃走的人，为什么叫一个逃走的人要恩待他呢？
So why would Jonathan make this request of David? David is in the act of fleeing.
因为逃走人是弱者啊。
So the one who's fleeing should be the weaker one.
他们怎么会去叫一个弱者说你恩待我？
Why would you ask a weaker party to say,
他自己都保不住了，还要怎么去恩待约拿丹？
The weaker party cannot even protect himself. How can he show Jonathan kindness?
因为约拿丹知道大卫有一天会当王。
Because Jonathan knows that one day David will become king.
神很清楚跟他同在，他有一天会当王。
He knows that God is clearly with David, so one day he will be king.
所以他对神有信心。
So Jonathan has faith in God.
所以他就先告诉约拿丹，你要恩待我。
So he first told David, you must show me unfailing kindness.
那我们先来看这个约拿丹就代表大卫去探探他父亲要不要杀他。
So Jonathan was the one who tried to seek out if his father really did want to kill David.
结果大卫怎么扫罗怎么回应呢？
What was Saul's reaction?
我们看三十节。
Let's look at verse 30.
扫罗向约拿丹发怒，对他说：“你这个悖逆顽梗悖逆的妇人所生的，我岂不知道你喜悦耶西的儿子自取羞辱，以致你母亲的露出羞辱吗？”三十一节。耶西的儿子若在世间活着，你跟你的国位必站立不住。现在你要打发人去将他捉来交给我，他是该死的。我们仔细看约拿丹那个扫罗怎么对约拿丹讲。
So let us look at how Saul reacted to Jonathan.
耶西的儿子如果大卫他如果活着，
If the son of Jesse David were to live，
这个 扫罗不是说我跟我的国位保不住的。
He would say that my kingdom or your kingdom neither will be established.
扫罗是说你跟你的国位保不住。
Instead, he said you and your kingdom.
为什么这样讲？
Why would he say this?
因为我过去的你就当王了。
Because Saul would think that Jonathan would succeed as king.
所以你现在把他杀掉。
So if you kill him now,
如果你现在把他杀掉，不但扫罗的王位保得住，约拿单将来可以当王。
So if you were to kill David now, not only Saul would keep his kingdom, but Jonathan one day would be king.
这个扫罗就是对他的儿子小以大义啊，赶快啊把这个人杀掉啊。
So Saul tried to appeal to his son by showing him what he had to gain.
但是我们看约拿这个人是敬畏神。
But we see that Jonathan fears God.
32节。
Verse 32.
约拿单对父亲说：“扫罗他做了什么该死呢？他做了什么呢
？”Why should he be put to death? What has he done? Jonathan asked his father.
甚至扫罗向约拿单拿枪要刺他。
But Saul he even hurled his spear at his own son to kill him.
约拿单就知道他的爸爸要杀大卫。
So at that moment, Jonathan knew Saul wanted to kill David.
他就去告诉大卫，大卫就逃了。
So he went to go tell David, and David fled.
所以我们可以看得出来，约拿单这个人他的爱是没有私心的。
So we can see that Jonathan's love is unfailing.
这种爱是非常的难得。
This is a very rare love.
不是因为我有利益，所以我爱你；我没有利益，我不爱你。
It is not because of what I stand to gain that I love you, but it's even I don't have anything to gain, I still love you.
所以他不会把大卫杀掉。
So he refuses to kill David.
那后来约拿单有什么情况呢
？So later, what kind of situation did Jonathan encounter?
后来大卫当王。
Later, David became king.
他就到处去找约拿单，看到底他有没有孩子，有没有孙子。
So David searched everywhere for Jonathan and his descendants if he had sons or grandsons.
真的就找到他的儿子。
So David found the son of Jonathan.
他说一生就用非常好的礼遇来对待他。
And David gave them, he treated them well.
所以约拿单的子孙确实是从大卫得到怜悯。
So we can see that from David, Jonathan's descendants had much to gain.
那这一章的第三个人物就是扫罗。
So the third person in this chapter is Saul.
扫罗的开始其实是蒙恩典的。
The beginning of Saul is actually God bestowing grace upon him.
所以在第十章的十四节开始。
From chapter 10, verse 14.
他们就拿签来抽签，那看抽到谁要当王。
They were trying to draw lots to see who would become king.
我们看二十三节，第十章二十三节。
Let us turn to chapter 10, verse 23.
众人就跑去从那里领他来，他站在百姓中，身体比众人高过一个头。二十四节。
Verse 24.
撒母对众民说：“你看神所拣选的人，众民中有可比他的吗？”众民就大声呼万愿王万岁。这个是扫罗刚刚当王的时候，确实是一个非常蒙恩典一个很荣耀的一个时刻。
So we can see that when Saul became king, in that moment, it was actually a very glorious moment.
那这个扫罗在这个戏台上演戏，到底他发生什么问题？
But throughout his life, what problems arose?
如果我们从十三章看来，
If we see from chapter 13,
撒母耳告诉他，你要等七天，第八节。
Samuel told Saul that you must wait 7 days.
在基甲。
At Gilgal.
然后我要扫那个撒母耳会来献祭。
And then Samuel would come to offer the offerings.
那到了第七天他看到撒母耳还没有来。
But on the seventh day, Saul saw that Samuel had not come yet.
那扫罗是一个王他看到人就开始散开。
So Saul is a king. He saw that people were starting to disperse.
一个政治的领导者最怕的是什么？
What is something that a politician is most scared of?
他所支持的人离开了他。
The people that support him leave.
所以扫罗怎么办呢
？So what is Saul to do?
现在扫罗就拿来要开始献祭。
So Saul started to prepare the offering himself.
那这个献祭本身不是扫罗的事情。
But to offer burnt offerings is not the responsibility of Saul.
献祭是先知的事情。
To offer offerings is the responsibility of the prophet.
但是他为着要留住以色列百姓对他的向心力，他献祭了。
But in order to keep his supporters, he offered up the offering.
他已经超过他职分所应该做的事情。
He already surpassed what he's responsible or what he's supposed to do.
这是他开始堕落的开始。
This is the beginning of his decline.
不守本位。
He does not keep his own position.
所以我们看那个天使啊，本来天使是服侍神的。
So we can see that angels, they serve God.
但是他想要跟神同等。
But when they want to become the same level as God.
这个就是不守本位。
This is them forgetting their place.
所以他就堕落了。
So they decline, they fell in descent.
那现在扫罗也是一样啊，他不守本位，他就开始堕落。
So this is the same as Saul.
所以我们人对自己不能够有太大的信心。
So this shows us that we cannot have too much faith in ourselves.
如果太大的信心，会做出我们本位所不应该做的事情。
If we're overconfident, we may overstep our bounds and do something we're not supposed to.
好。那从十四章开始，
But from chapter 14,
特别到十五章，
to chapter 15,
神就告诉请这个扫罗去杀亚玛利人。
God wanted Saul to go kill the Amalekites.
这个代表情欲。
So this represents our enemies.
就是大的小的全部都要把他杀掉。
The big or small, doesn't matter the size, they all must be killed.
在十五章的第三节开始。
In chapter 15, verse 3.
牛羊骆驼全部都要杀掉。
Everything including their cattle and their animals must be killed.
那现在扫罗就开始去执行神的命令。
So Saul started to carry out the commandment of God.
他就把自己的喜好取代了神的命令。
But he let his own favoritism stand in the place of God's commandment.
杀了一部分，他就觉得好的，他就留下来。
He only killed one portion, but what he found to be good, he kept.
所以神就请撒母耳去告诉他，听命胜于献祭。
So God had Samuel go to say Saul that he is grieved.
听命胜于献祭，听神的命令胜于献祭。
Oh, to listen to the commandments of God is better than offerings.
在第十五章的二十二节，最后一句话，听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的自由。
In verse 22, it says, "To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams."
所以扫罗虽然是王，但是他不能够尊重给他王位那一个王，就是天上的神，所以他的王位就结束了。
So although Saul is king, he cannot obey the even higher king who gave him that power, so he began to fall into sin.
但是这个还不是真的问题的开始。
But this is not where the true problem started.
真的问题的开始是他要杀扫罗。扫罗要杀大卫。
The true problem is that Saul wants to kill David.
这个是问题的开始。
This is where the true problem begins.
我们看十六章的十四节。
Let's turn to chapter 16, verse 14.
说神的灵离开扫罗，有恶魔从神那里来扰乱他。
Verse 14. Now the spirit of the Lord has departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord tormented him.
所以一个人如果心中有恨有时候就给魔鬼留地步。
So if someone has hatred in his heart, this leaves room for the devil.
那会越走越差。
And they will depart further and further.
所以他就想要把大卫杀掉。
So he wanted to kill David.
那到十七章。
When we get to chapter 17.
当大卫把哥利亚杀掉。
When David killed Goliath.
然后妇女就歌唱，大卫杀死万万，扫罗杀死千千。
People started chanting that David had killed tens of thousands, but Saul only killed thousands.
这一句话，扫罗没有办法接受。
Saul could not stand this chant.
从那一天开始，他就要追大卫，杀大卫。
From that day, he had to kill David.
所以到最后，我们看这一场戏演到最后，扫罗的结果怎样
？But we see in this play what was the end that Saul came to.
因为他有机会回头。
Because he had a chance to turn back.
但是他不愿意回头。
But he was unwilling.
他想要保住王位。
He wanted to keep his throne.
到最后，他就战死在战场上。
So in the end, he died on the battlefield.
人一生就是盖棺论定，要到死的时候，我们一个人才能够下结论。
So we can only come to a conclusion when we're nearing the end of our lives.
所以这一场戏啊，从二十章一直看到最后。
So when we see this play of Saul's life and throughout these chapters,
我们发现一生尊重神的大卫真的是作王。
We see that the David who had obeyed God with all, throughout his life, he became king.
虽然有落魄逃难的时候。
Although there are times when he fled.
但是他作王到死。
But he was king until he died.
而且神应许他的后裔要坐在王位。
And God had promised him that his descendants would sit upon the throne.
但是我们看扫罗。
But we see Saul.
他本来是王。
He was king.
但是因为他一错再错再错再错。
But because of mistakes after mistakes.
到最后恶魔进来。
In the end, evil spirit entered him.
他不但失去王位，他战死在沙场。
Not only did he lose his throne, he died on the battlefield.
这就是他人生的结论。
This is the conclusion of his life.
但是约拿单。
But Jonathan.
他最后得到大卫的怜悯。
But we see in the end that Jonathan received David's redemption.
他的后代得到很多的恩典。
His descendants received much grace.
所以历史是一面镜子。
So history is actually a mirror.
神在人类当中的那个定律是没有改变的。
The principle that God has throughout mankind does not change.
我们要求神给我们有智慧。
So we must ask that God give us wisdom.
在人之间的互动，一定要用神的智慧来做决定。
That in between human interactions, we must use the wisdom of God.
我们的前途操持在谁的手里？
Our future and our path lies in whose hands?
第一个操在神的手里。
First, it lies in God.
第二个操在我们自己的手里。
Second, it lies in our own hands.
如果我们选择顺服神，
If we choose to obey God,
我们就要蒙福。
Then we would receive blessings.
如果我们选择不顺服神，
If we choose not to obey God,
照自己的旨意做，
To go according to our own will,
那我们的前途就由我们自己来决定。
Then our future path only depends on our own decisions.
上师。
Let us sing hymns.
150首。
Hymn 150.